Hi, I am Haley, a Christian Leaders Institute presenter. In this lesson, we are looking at what not to do when practicing gratitude for embodied life. One of the most common mistakes is speaking about the body with shame or harshness. Many people say things to themselves that they would never say to someone else. I hate my body. I am ugly. I am weak. I am too old. I am not masculine enough. I am not feminine enough. My body has failed me. My life would be better if I were different. Sometimes those thoughts come from real pain. Aging is real. Sickness is real. Trauma is real. Disappointment is real. Body changes are real. Emotional wounds are real. Christian gratitude does not deny any of that, but Christian gratitude also refuses to let shame become the final voice. Psalm 139 says, I will give thanks to you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Psalm 139, 14, Web. That does not mean every person feels wonderful every day. It means your life is known by God. Your body is not invisible to Him. Your embodied story matters before Him. Another mistake is using harsh religious language about the body. Some people talk as if the body is only a source of temptation or trouble, but the Bible does not teach that the body itself is evil. Sin distorts embodied life, suffering burdens embodied life, but creation itself is good. The Word became flesh. Jesus rose bodily from the dead. The Christian hope includes resurrection. So we should not speak about the body as if God made a mistake. A third mistake is comparison. Comparison says, I can only be grateful if my body, personality, gender expression, marriage, singleness, strength, or appearance matches someone else's life. Christian gratitude says, Lord, teach me to receive the life you gave me. This does not mean we never seek healing, growth, health, counseling, wise support, or change. Sometimes gratitude leads us to care for the body more faithfully, but care is different from contempt. A gratitude attitude toward the body says, Lord, help me honor what you made. Help me heal where I have been wounded. Help me reject shame without becoming proud. Help me receive my life as male or female before you. The Bible encourages reverence for God's creation, and Ministry Sciences observes that harsh self-talk can deeply shape identity and behavior. So today, notice one harsh sentence you have spoken over your body. Then bring it before God. Ask Him for a truer sentence, not denial, not pride. Truth with grace.